Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Yes, indeed it is. Barry Laminack and Nick Sciarra. I am not Joel Blank. I am Cody Students in for Joel Blank. How does he do it? What up, H-Town?
I can't scream it. What up, H-Town?
I can't do it like that.
No, nobody can.
Nobody can. I will just do the sad imitation all so
Hello,
long.
Hello, Houston. Yeah.
How's it going?
Like a knockoff. How's it going, Greater Metro Houston area?
Welcome, Harris County and surrounding counties.
Yeah, it's not the same.
No.
It's just not the same if he doesn't do it. No. So. I've tried in the past, too.
You got to get him to do it just once really well and just get it recorded so that
and then
whoever's
just drop
in,
it. Yeah.
Just and he doesn't have That's to true. Do it
and
every day.
When he's not here, we can auto-tune it, mess with his voice. I like that. I like that.
What up, H-Town?
I like it.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy to be in with you guys today. We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, man. Welcome. Thanks for doing the show. Much
yes.
appreciated.
Absolutely.
If you guys don't know, Joseph took the day off and tomorrow off. Going to get some much needed vacation in because mainly because he's losing it. Actually, mainly because his wife said so. Is a real reason, but also because he's going to lose it.
I mean, how often do you go against the lady of the house?
Never.
Right, yeah.
Never, ever, ever.
Yeah. Most 90% of relationships, she says jump, you say how high.
That's right. That's yeah. right. So, yeah. smart man. So, yeah, he's going to be yep. off. So, thanks for doing it, man.
Yeah, happy to be here. And we were talking on the phone yesterday. If you told us 10 years ago this was happening, we'd have looked at you and been like, oh, yeah, sure.
This is crazy. Sure. You were aware of this, right?
Yeah, you guys used to be, interns on 1560?
No, I wasn't even an intern. He was. But, like, in 2008, when 1560 was around, when John and Lance and Sean Pendergast
yep.
and
John Harris
and
Nuno and Hoffman and all those guys.
Yeah, and Raheel and
yep, Raheel.
Chance and Frank, all that. KJ.
Yeah.
That was like 1560 in his heyday. That was fighting the corporate pile of dung and all that. And I was just a listener because I was a big fan of John and Lance. I mean, that was the thing. Like when I found out that they were split up from 610 and then they formed this new station, I was all over it, man. I couldn't wait. And we actually met, Cody and I met just through the 1560 message board.
Which shows you just how old it used to be. Like
there's no message boards
it's
Twitter.
We have a giant message board called Twitter now.
Or Facebook groups.
Or Facebook
groups. I've had listeners tell me like, oh, I was in this Facebook group with a bunch of listeners. So they still have it.
Yeah. It's just not like...
It's not like what we have.
Like a
old school,
board.
Yeah. Because Cody would dial up with his AOL disc and then join us. And but yeah, we were discussing
I get my
that.
Mom to drop me off at events.
Yes. He was the only one that couldn't drink at an event. Right?
Yeah, that's right. For a while I did.
You were under 21.
For a while I couldn't. Yeah.
And that's when I evaluated my life. Like, what am I doing hanging out with some dude I don't know that can't even drink that I met listening to a radio show?
Yeah.
What does my life come to?
Yeah. And then here we are,
10 years later. Yeah, doing a show in the studio that...
still listen to the same amount of radio, but, you know, do a little bit more.
Yeah, just a different kind of way. So
yeah.
the moral of the story is don't give up on your dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
If you would have told us 10 years ago that instead of listening to the station, you'd be on the station with the guys you listen to, no way.
Yeah, not believing it.
Nope.
Not believing it.
No
I mean,
way.
I might have believed it, but I've been like, well, that's kind of far away. I feel like I should go faster than that, but
right?
It's not always how it works.
Right?
Not
so you were an intern for 1560, right?
An intern for 1560. And then went back to school because I was in for a summer from school. Went back to school,
was doing like when they all had the old Southwest Conference show.
Southwest Conference show. It's on the radio. It's on the radio.
You did that?
I did that. I would do Texas Tech updates for Raheel and Nuno, and then just kind of stayed in touch with everybody. Got into radio up in Lubbock.
Yeah, you had your own show in Lubbock, right?
Yeah, I was working a bunch in Lubbock doing weekends, post-game show for Tech football and stuff.
Now
producing.
So since we have, and then you came back, and that's you ended up at the corporate pile of dung, and
right.
The rest is history. Yeah, mm-hmm. If you don't know who that is, it's 6'10". I didn't know if you knew that, Nick.
I kind of could tell from the context. Figured,
yeah. 790 wasn't around then, right?
I mean, they were, but it was like...
Oh, yeah. They didn't matter. Like now. No. Oh, what? Hey. I was going to ask you. So you went to Texas Tech.
Yep.
Were you able to steer clear of any of the VD that went around there?
That's a myth. It's a myth.
Huh?
It's a myth.
I was going to make you wear like a rubber suit to do the show. Like, we're going to have to confiscate his microphone when he's done.
What you get in trouble with if you do that, if you end up in that situation, is going to Tech and ending up with people from Lubbock is how...
So you're saying the native Lubbockans?
The Lubbockians, I guess, is what you would call
them.
They're
the ones with the herps.
Correct.
Not the students that are having the sex.
Right. People call it the Raider rash.
Right.
Right.
So how are the student population getting it? Because it was a study done...
Because quite a few people who live in Lubbock end up at Texas Tech.
And then everybody bangs and it's ugly.
You don't understand. Every university has STD and STI problems.
Not Rice. They don't have sex at all.
Right. Sure. But the more students there are, the more likely you are to get it. So like UT, it's worse. They have a lot of students.
I'm gonna need to see your data.
That's science, Barry.
Data.
You don't need to see my data. See my science.
I feel like you're just deflecting what has been known for years now.
I will say this:
it's a bad rep that y'all have.
My buddy was dating a gal,
mm-hmm.
and thought there may have been an issue.
Oh.
And so they went to the clinic together.
Well, you know, the couple that tests together maybe stays together, so just depending on the results.
They go, and they get taken to separate rooms because the tests are different.
Right.
I don't know how they do the male test.
Never had to worry about it. I didn't go to Tech.
Swab.
Oh, in the bowels? In the hole?
Yeah, in.
Oh,
the front.
No, I'm out already. Uh-huh. If I got it, I don't need to know.
Right, yeah.
They
it's equally unpleasing.
Can I pee on something?
Nope, not how it works. It's equally unpleasing for the ladies from what I've heard. So
but there's kind of made to do that.
Hold on. So this gets better.
He ours finishes, is not.
Comes out, he's got the, you know, he's like, I need an ice pack. This is not great.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, I got too scared, so I didn't do mine.
What?
And he was like,
oh, no.
He's like, hold on.
Well, that's better than the alternative.
Good news for him. Clean as a whistle.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that was then. I don't know about now.
Yeah. What would have been scary if she would have came out and just said, well, I just had him test the other area because that's usually where I do it. What? What? Like, that's not what this is for, young lady. You all right? Yes. Yeah. So that's interesting that you had a buddy that had to go get. I don't think I've ever known anyone that openly, or at least what kind of friend would tell you, like, yo, I think.
Because I think
Tammy gave me the stuff.
No, yeah, that's like a 1960s, like, yeah. I think Janine gave me the clap. Like, it's like, I'm burning. Sitting around the soda shop drinking a root beer float. She gave me the clap. I took her down to Mr. Johnson's barn, and she gave me the clap.
I don't know what to do, Potsy. I don't know what to do now.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. So so you're saying that it's a myth. I don't know.
I say it's a myth.
I think I recall this coming up before, but we've never actually had anyone, not that has it, but from Tech on the show. But we've discussed this before, and I think I looked it up. I Googled the science, and it exists. If Tech isn't the leader in the clubhouse, they're in the top 5 to 10.
It can't be anymore. There's no way.
All right. It was when you did the research.
Yeah, and that was like 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
No.
Yeah. It might have been longer than that, but when you did look it up, it was up there.
It was
there.
Still in there. Yeah. It wasn't like the leader. I think it was U of H, but was that Nick? Where'd you go?
It was not true.
Careful, Holgerson. You go, careful.
Yeah. Yeah, be careful, Dana. Wrap it up.
What a! I mean, did you see his little video?
I did not. I heard he did one.
They did it. It's 6 seconds, and it's Dana Holgerson, who it looked like he might have got like a hair do because he had the visor on, but it wasn't like sticking up all wild and stuff.
Oh,
and he had a Red Bull. And it was just 6 seconds. Hey, I'm the new coach. Boom.
That was it?
Yeah.
It was. Did he have a hat on or a visor? Because I saw. Oh, it was still the visor.
It was definitely a visor. He's a visor dude. And how about this?
I don't know if I would be a visor dude with that.
How about this for him?
Haircut. Hey. Hair. Yeah, style.
Right.
Whatever.
Sure, sure.
Affliction.
Hey, Dana, welcome to UH. Your first game? How about over at NRG Stadium against your mentor, Mike Leach, coming to town?
Oh, nice.
For the kickoff game.
Nice.
Here. And I imagine Mike Leach was just licking his chops when he saw that. He knows all the tricks.
No Ed Oliver.
No Ed Oliver.
Yeah.
Probably no Derek King.
Yeah.
Good luck, Dana.
Go get him, kid.
Yeah.
Go get him. This is what you get to look forward to.
They fire guys for 8 wins, by the way.
Yeah, just so you know. Just so you're aware. I think it was more than the 8 wins that got him fired, though, right?
Probably not being a capable college coach.
Choosing bad coordinators or, you know, ones associated with the family name.
Yeah, that could
do it, too.
He's Barry Laminack, Nick Sherrar. I'm Cody Stutzen for Joel Blank. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 90. I see you there. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sherrara.
I am not Joel Blank, but he is Barry Laminack. That is Nick Sherrar. I'm Cody Stutz in for Joel Blank today on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. On Twitter, at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, at ESPN 97.5, and I'm at Cody _ Stutz. You want to get in today? 713-780-3776, the number to call and the number to text. Barry giving me a hard time about the Raider rash coming out of Lubbock, not coming out of Texas Tech. It's the difference. And apparently, one of our fine listeners, Chris, has an STD problem. What's wrong with you, Chris?
No.
What's her name, Chris, and why didn't you wrap it up?
Say what?
I said, what's her name, and why didn't you wrap it up?
Okay. So the story goes is I was dating a teacher out of Atlanta, Georgia. I was living in Atlanta, Georgia, okay, and she was a teacher. And we'd been dating or whatever, and I noticed that there was an issue of sorts, and so I go to the doctor because I'm freaked out. I'm like, oh hell no, this chick is like cheating on me, right? So I go to the doctor. Doctor straight up tells me, she's like, yep, you've got an issue. And I'm thinking, oh wonderful. So I call this chick in the middle while the doctor's testing or whatever, and I'm cussing this chick out. She comes back in and says, nope, you've got a urinary tract infection from drinking too many Dr. Peppers. Oh yeah. So I had to save some face, and let me tell you, those are some big flowers, and we never spoke again. Hey, enjoy the show, fellas. Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate it, Chris. Oh, that is hilarious. You're like, you dumb bleeping, blah, blah, blah. You got, I'm burning up.
I hope you like him, because he's got it, and he gave it to you, and you gave it to me. And she's like, what?
That is awesome.
I'm drinking too much Dr.
Pepper. How do you even start the my bad conversation at that point where you're like, hey, listen, my bad.
She got to be freaking out too, because she's going to be
now
like.
Now she thinks she's got it?
Yeah, she's like, well, he had it then.
Right? That's funny.
My question is, how much Dr. Pepper do you have to drink to get a urinary tract infection as a man?
Yeah, no kidding.
And if so, how did I not get one? I used to just...
You and me both, man.
Mainline Dr. Pepper.
I was... I had to switch to Diet Coke because I was gaining so much weight from it. Like, I could drink a 12-pack in 2 days.
I was knocking down two 2-liters a day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was bad.
Did you have IV?
It was bad. I wish I did.
Just a drip.
Wouldn't have to drink it so much. Just put it right in.
Damn.
Put it right in here, baby.
Right?
Right in the veins.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I switched to Diet Coke now.
Yeah, I'm a Diet Mountain Dew guy now.
Oh.
Yeah. It's nothing like real Mountain Dew, which I appreciate.
Yeah?
Because real Mountain Dew makes my teeth feel like they have sweaters on, you know?
It's just those thick and sugary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I might as well just eat a bowl of sugar.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, look, the Reuben Foster stuff happened today. I don't want to talk about crap like that.
Nope.
You know, if you feel like we have to get to it, fine. Maybe we can talk about it for a minute. But I'm tired of NFL players doing bad crap. Okay? I'm tired of that. What I am happy to see is NFL players doing stuff like what DeAndre Hopkins is doing today. You want to tell the story or you want me to tell
the
story?
Go ahead, man. You're driving. You do it.
So DeAndre Hopkins tweets out about Jasmine Barnes. And if you don't know who Jasmine Barnes is, right here in our spot, right here in the back, you know, our backyard, Jasmine Barnes is a 7-year-old girl who was gunned down in a drive-by shooting. They're looking for the guy. It comes with a $100,000 reward. You can find all the information that you need to find about that and try to find the guy. Harris County's looking for him, HPD, everything. Everybody's looking for him. And they set up a GoFundMe for her family because obviously you're not expecting to have a funeral for a 7-year-old girl.
I couldn't even imagine.
Which is just disgusting that guy did that.
Mm-hmm.
So they set up a GoFundMe and news starts making the rounds. And this gets some national attention and some people. That's how part of the reward comes to. There's some people that help contribute to the award.
Sean King, a journalist, activist leading the charge. I think he's got I was talking to the girls in the kitchen and they were saying that it's up to 100,000 now.
100,000 if you can.
At like 20.
Right. If you can provide information for hunting down this murderer. Yeah, what he is.
Yeah, that's what he is.
So news of this makes the rounds and DeAndre Hopkins tweets this out. When I see Jasmine Barnes' face, I see my own daughter. I'm pledging my playoff check this week to help her family with funeral costs and to support Sean King, Sheriff Edie at Harris County, at Sylvester Turner, in bringing this man to justice. On Saturday, I'll be playing in your honor, Jasmine.
Man.
Super cool.
Very cool. Do we? Not that it matters, but do we know what the playoff check is?
I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
At the very least, $27,000.
That's amazing.
If the Texans win, she will get $29,000. Well, I guess her family will get $29,000. And I have a feeling, just the way the Texans locker room is, some of the dudes that are in there, it may not be public, but I have a feeling she's going to get a lot more than $29,000.
Yeah.
A couple dudes here and there. Even if it's not full game checks, it's a little bit here or there. I love stuff like this, and we don't talk about it enough.
No. I mean, you saw, though, when, like, J.J. Watt, the Hurricane Harvey relief thing, when he started that, he made a donation. He's kind of like, all right, I'm going to put this in. My goal is to get to X amount, which it was, some small amount. So not small, but in terms of versus what he raised.
Right.
But that's all it took was that one gesture. And like you said, same thing. It takes one guy in the locker room to say, I'll do this for others to step up and say, you know what? I'll do it too. I'll match that or I'll add mine. And yeah, man, it's a great, and it's not something he had to do. It's not something that, people were expecting anybody with the Texans organization to do that. It's, I believe him when he says, I see my daughter's face. I don't have kids, but I can only imagine. Oh, I can only imagine.
Brutal. I mean, just think about any sort of hurt you've experienced, any loss in your family, and then think about being a parent and it being 7 years old, like, while you're not doing anything.
No.
And
you've got other kids to take care of. And,
I just
can't imagine.
And other members of her family were injured in this shooting. So, like, there's expenses for them. It's very cool by DeAndre Hopkins. And when we're 3 days into 2019, and I don't focus on it. I cover the team almost daily, and I can tell you that I don't do a good enough job publicizing the job these guys do off the field. Bill O'Brien talks about it a ton. I mean, over Christmas, you had Texans players passing out gifts and turkeys like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, instead of being with their families. And it's not just the Texans. Like, every NFL team has these guys.
Yeah.
And we end up with the Reuben Fosters, the Antonio Browns, the Kareem Hunts, and they're dominating the news cycle. And I get it. those are all conversations that are important to have, and they affect the on-the-field stuff. It's worth noting, a guy like Hopkins does this, or even, you know, Whitney Mercilus is the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the Texans this year. All the stuff he does, all the stuff he does to give back. Like,
I think Harden did kind of took the torch from Andre Johnson, who I used to love. I don't know why, but every year I always got joy out of seeing Andre Johnson at Toys R Us with a bunch of kids. And he would basically, I don't remember how many families it was, but he would take
something 30 or something like that.
Yeah, he would take something like 30 kids and just get the Toys R Us. They'd shut it down and he'd be like, you got 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever it is.
That was,
or a basket. Whatever you can put in that basket, I'll buy it.
I got to cover that.
It's amazing, man.
I got to cover that event one year.
Really?
That's one of the most fun things I've ever got to
cover. I was going to say, dude, that's just such a cool.
In my entire life. And the best part was, Andre's not the most, like, outspoken dude.
Right.
Like, he talks pretty quiet. So all the kids are lined up. They all had a cheerleader to help them.
Nice.
They put stuff in. And he goes, guys. And he's, you know, he's real soft-spoken. You gotta listen real close. He's like, guys, don't worry about Xboxes, PlayStations, games, bikes. You're all getting a bike.
Oh, wow.
And if you want a PlayStation or an Xbox, just tell them which one at the end, and we'll get you that and some games.
Wow.
Don't worry about putting that in your cart. Just go get everything else from the rest of the store, and we'll take care of that.
See,
that's pretty cool,
that.
Man.
That
that's
is
super
so dope.
Cool.
I had no. I just thought it was like, go, and then whatever you get. And, of course, everybody gets a PlayStation or an. I had no idea. See,
and the
that's cool.
The funny part is watching Andre having to go from register to register because they check them off. Like, it's a legit checkout.
Yeah.
And then Andre's got to go with whatever
card.
Really nice card he has.
That's
and
probably
he's
Amex
go,
Black, right?
Yeah. He's got to go scan it each time, and then he takes the picture with all the receipts. And it's a cool event. I think he still does it.
I would imagine he does.
I think he still does it.
Probably has to scale back on the number of kids since he's not getting a game check anymore. He's like, you know what? I can do three kids, all right?
Oh, no.
I'm making about 10% of what I was. I'll do 10% of the kids. Man, give me three kids.
He's signing autographs during the year to like, how much? Okay, this is one family at Christmas time. You know that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You sponsor that. Everyone's like, yes, sir. Sign the jersey, please. Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff. But that's part of my resolutions is let's highlight the good stuff in those NFL
man.
Players. MLB, NBA, all those athletes. Hey. We give back here at ESPN 97.5, too.
Damn right we do.
We pound our chest on stuff like that,
That's
too.
That's right.
He's Barry Laminack. He's Nick Schirrer. I'm Cody Stutzen for Joel Blank. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew...
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Schirrara.
He's Barry Laminack. That's Nick Schirrara. I'm Cody Stutzen for Joel Blank today on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
What happened to the vending machine, Nick? What happened there, bud?
Oh, yeah. Tell us about this. Is if you live in an office that has a vending machine or you live in an office that has a fridge, you know the trials and tribulations of the office vending machine and fridge.
Yeah. This vending machine
ours is
special.
From, like, 1940, though. It might be. Like, remember, like, in the old cigarette machines, you had to put your coins in and then you pulled the thing and it dropped out? That's basically what this is.
Very picky about its dollars.
It doesn't have a keypad to punch numbers. It's a rotary dial like a phone, like the old phones. That's how old school this is.
Not very functional.
No.
No.
Not very functional.
Dollar has to be fresh off the press, too. If it's got the slightest little wrinkle, it's like, nope.
Still
got
to be
Your
hot.
Money's no good. Yeah, it does. Ink is wet. Yeah, it sucks.
And that was my first struggle, just getting it to accept the dollar.
Right.
I finally got that. Just wanted a Starburst. It nearly snaps one in half.
Like, as it was spinning around?
It's spinning around, because it's like a spiral that lets these,
yeah,
like, releases
like
whatever.
Like a 1970s vending machine.
It's pretty old. So it almost snaps one of them in half, and then it throws two other Starbursts, like full-size Starbursts, on top of the spiral to where I can't access it. So there's like two of them just sitting there, and one nearly snapped in half.
So you paid money for nothing?
Yeah.
That's
I'm
nice.
Tweeting out a picture.
Yeah,
of it
you
right
need
now.
To you need to let the people see your dilemma,
your plight.
Yeah, And by the way, what the hell are you doing eating Starburst? You're an adult. What the hell is going on?
I had my meal.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted my in-show snack, and it was a Starburst.
Your what?
In-show snack.
In-show snack.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not gonna fault you for snack time, man.
That's my snack.
I have like...
Sometimes I'll take...
I have fruit over here if you wanted like a banana. You could have ate something healthy.
I mean...
That's fruit tea.
True. Strawberry, orange, cherry, banana. No one eats banana Starburst, right? We're all in agreement there.
Pink lemonade.
Those are terrible. That's true. They do have pink lemonade.
Yeah.
The bananas are the worst. Though,
I would agree
right?
with that, but I'll still eat them.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, someone tried to tell me one time Skittles didn't have flavors.
What? Oh, that's absolutely not true.
And challenged me to a blind Skittles taste test.
Really?
Of course.
That's
I
stupid.
It.
I was going to say, what were they thinking?
Okay, look at me and then think about who's going to nail
gonna
a Skittles
He's not
going to
know candy?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah, because I got fat eating salads.
Yeah, no way. Well, I hope you, do you need to borrow some money? Do you need more ones?
I got money. I got ones that just,
are any of them going to work? My wife is like, were you at a strip club? I'm like, no, the vending machine. I had to get 8,000 ones out. I had to get 1,000
It really
ones
is that picky
just
about
to try to get
ones.
One Diet Coke a day.
Yeah, it's got to be really crisp.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, if that dollar bill is spent any time near a gas station, it's not going in that machine.
Done, for sure. Well, good luck in your plight.
That machine also sells Big Red instead of Sprite, which is just baffling.
I like Big Red.
Sure.
It's so old, it's got a Shasta in there still, which I was like, really? We got Shasta? Why do we?
It's got Mr. Pibb in the original can.
What is
purple
this?
Purple and red.
Oh, a Barks? What?
Yeah.
This is great.
When was the last time you drank a root beer?
Dude, I used to like root beer, but I would say I had to be a kid. Like, I haven't drank a root beer. I was probably under the age of 13 the last time I had a root beer.
There's a place in San Antonio named Shiloh's, a little deli right there in like downtown San Antonio, and they have root beer, like homemade root beer on tap.
It's good.
I order a pitcher when I go.
What?
I go, can I get a pitcher of root beer?
What happened to Diet Mountain Dew?
Well, I'm splurging.
Okay.
Splurging.
Okay, well, splurging would be like, I'm going to have a glass. You get a pitcher.
I get a pitcher, and then they bring me two frosty mugs, and I say, no, keep one.
That happened to me too. Yeah. You're like, no, I'm good. Sir, do you need another menu? No, just the one. I'm good. I'm just going to be eating here by myself.
Then, of course,
a pitcher of root beer.
I make the suggestion, you know, if you made the pitchers frosty and cold, I wouldn't need the mug. Just drink out of the pitcher.
Put a straw in the pitcher. That's nice.
Put two together.
Yes.
I don't have to lean over.
Nice. So, is that the only time you drink root beer?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
Diet root beer is disastrous.
That's garbage.
It's terrible.
That's garbage. You a big root beer fan?
No, not really.
No?
I rarely ever drink
root beer. I drink it as a kid because it came like the Barks or whatever. Or no, what was it? IBC.
Yeah, IBC.
It looked like a beer bottle.
Yep.
And so I would drink that, and then they used to sell bubble gum in a dip can. And
ooh,
so I would buy the bubble gum in a dip can and have my IBC and pretend like I was an adult that was drinking beer and doing snuff.
You were the coolest kid in school on that.
I was just the coolest kid at my house who was like an only child. So,
your mom buy you the
what
candy cigarettes too?
Yeah. Actually, I started smoking at 13, so it didn't matter. I could just smoke. One thing I used to do as a kid is I would take the bubble gum tape, the little thing, and this is how big of a dork I was to try to be cool. I would take raisins and smash them up and put them in there, and it looked like dip.
Oh, jeez.
You really wanted to do drugs.
Oh, my God. I wanted to dip so bad. And then when I got old enough, I did a Skull Bandit and immediately vomited and was like, okay, this is not for me. I'm out on the dipping immediately. I'll just stick to smoking. This
is garbage.
I saw that
from chewing tobacco as well. That's why I never did it again.
Oh, the first time I smoked, I threw up. Like smoking a cigarette.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, everywhere.
I've only thrown up from chewing tobacco. I don't know why.
Really? Did you swallow it?
No.
No?
Uh-oh.
Did a Skull Bandit. I thought my mouth was on fire. I thought I was gonna die. It was bad. Have you ever done any kind of chew,
so,
snuff, dip?
I used to dip quite a bit in
really?
High school. Yeah. First time I ever tried it was at
a surprised me.
At an Astros game, and we were out in the cheap seats upstairs, and those cheap seats are kind of steep.
Uh-huh.
And you know, you kinda try
lightheaded.
You throw it in the first time you stand up, and you might take a tumble down a couple seats.
Did that maybe happen to you?
That maybe happened to me.
Okay. So
yeah.
You were at a game. You weren't drunk.
You were
dip high.
I was just the crowd I ran with. Mm-hmm. I was a grizzly mint guy.
A what?
Grizzly Mint.
I have no idea what that is. Is that like a...
It's not a brand.
I was going to say, is it a flavor or a brand?
Yeah, brand than okay. a flavor. Yeah.
Grizzly Mint. That doesn't sound like as high end.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not.
That sounds like the you can get like 6 packs for $3 or
and
something.
I finally stopped doing that, and now I chew bubble gum nonstop. Bubble gum, really? And regular gum and you know, polar ice this and wintergreen that.
Oh, wow.
I love gum. I chew gum. I stopped chewing ice because I busted up a tooth, so.
You used to chew ice a lot?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. I was crushed.
The sound of somebody chewing ice? Make me want to go into like a murderous rage.
Yeah.
That and chips. Any crunching, I'm out. I'm out on that.
I would drive Barry crazy and
oh my
production
God.
Meetings.
Can't be friends.
Yeah, you would not last long at dinner with me and my girlfriend. She is the loudest chip eater in the world.
Oh, yeah, I'm out on that. I can't. I don't know how that doesn't bother you.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not quiet either.
Yeah. I would be, no, yeah, we're never going to go have lunch together, I'll tell you. Or we're not going to a Mexican food restaurant. And be like, let's go somewhere that has soup. That's quiet. Soup, yeah. Pretty quiet.
Oh, no.
Oh, you a slurper?
Oh,
oh God, I hate you. Oh, man, we're going to have to find somebody else to do the rest of the show. I just can't stand this.
Don't worry, I brought celery for a snack.
Yeah, carrots and celery. Good for you.
By the way, if your diet started like in the middle of the week, more power to you. I've never started a diet in the middle
of the
week.
Are you a Monday guy?
I'm a Monday guy.
And then when Tuesday when you eat bad, you're like, I'll just start next Monday.
Yeah.
Exactly the same way.
I feel bad. Raheel's been trying to get me to try this kettlebell workout that he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Been trying to it's kind of multi-level marketing. How he's pushing it on me almost.
Really?
But it looks legit.
He's like, for every 2 kettlebells you do, I'll do 1 kettlebell. Like what? Yeah. What kind of
And he's like, just start tomorrow, and I'm like, or start today, and I'm like, yeah, but Monday, if you start on Monday, you're more likely to keep it. He's like, you're also more likely to not do it.
Because you wait the weekend, and you get full, and you eat a lot. Dude, I'm the same way. Me and my wife, we have started, I think, of the 52 weeks in the year, we probably started 47 diets. And then just every Monday, we'd start the diet. By Wednesday, we're at Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
That's just how it goes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Exactly. Can I get 2 tacos, no lettuce? Because if you get no lettuce, they make it fresh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
What?
Oh, you get no lettuce at the box.
See, this is...
They make it fresh.
You know, it's not... It's just about asking the right people. That's really what it's about. I didn't know that. I know Tyler told me you should ask for your Chick-fil-A sandwich well done.
Yes, you absolutely should.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, yeah, and you know what they have to do? Make it fresh.
I didn't know that.
So even if they don't get it well done... Like, even if they don't get it as done as you want it, it's still fresh.
Uh-huh. Because they had this. Now, I do know someone told me to when you go to McDonald's or any fry place, ask for fries with no salt and salt them yourself because then they have to make yours fresh as well.
That's the Ken Hoffman special.
Oh, is that what he learned that?
I learned that from him way back in the day.
Okay. So
here's the key, though. Do not ask for the salt until you get your fries. Because if you order fries with no salt... And then ask for salt before you get your fries, you get fries with a loogie.
What?
People will spit on your fries because they knew what you were doing. If you just ask for no salt.
Yeah, I just get the packets of salt and do it myself at the
table. Wait till you get the fries in your hands.
Okay.
You know, you're going through the drive-thru, they hand you the fries. Hey, can I get some salt? And then they know the gimmick's up, but they can't deny you the salt.
Yeah. You know? I gotcha. That's a good call.
Or maybe you just carry a salt shaker around in your car like I do. It's not salty enough.
You got salt, pepper, ketchup.
You got an ice cooler in the back for ranch.
You got an igloo. Hey, get around that Diet Mountain Dew and hand me that ranch back there. Yeah.
Barry, there's something that people keep track of and pay attention to that they're just wasting their time.
Okay.
And I want to talk about that.
All right.
He's Barry Lamanac. That's Nick Sherrar. I'm Cody Stutz in for Joel Blank. And this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm Cody Stutzen for Joel Blank today. Barry's here, Nick's here. Follow everybody on Twitter, at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, at Cody underscore Stutz, at ESPN975. If you want to follow Joel, not here today, he's off tomorrow as well, at Pac-Man Joel.
With a K. He always says with a K.
With a K.
I think people would spell it P-A-C-M-A-N, like the game.
Yes.
And not the Packers.
The
big concern for him.
The Pac-Man game
mm-hmm.
had my head spinning last night. I watched that Bandersnatch thing on Netflix.
Yeah, what the hell is it? Is that like a choose-your-own-adventure version of...
Yeah.
Really?
And...
It's black, what is it?
Black Mirror?
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I watched two episodes and thought, this is the dumbest show I've ever watched.
It's just like, because they're all stupid. It's like the Twilight Zone.
It's worse than the Twilight Zone. Like, the first one I watched was the dude that was get up and get on the treadmill every day or whatever the hell that was.
Oh, yeah.
That was stupid.
The guy that ended up being the get up star.
Yeah, I was immediately out. I was like, yep, this is dumb. I can't.
Then maybe this Bandersnatch wasn't for you.
Well, what is it? It sounds like a porno, by the way.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
It does. What is it about? Because I keep hearing people talk about it.
It's about a young guy who's developing a game, like a video game in the 80s, mm-hmm. that's a choose-your-own-adventure video game.
Okay.
And the guy that wrote the book that he based it off of went crazy because he felt like somebody was deciding his actions for him. Which is what you're doing to the kid in the show.
Oh, that's too deep for me.
You're out then.
Yeah, I
spent a good 4 hours on it.
What?
Yeah, because you can go back.
Oh, and start over
and
do it a different way.
Change it and do it a different way, and it gives you like sometimes you pick the wrong thing, and it's like, do you want to go back or do you want to see the end credits? And I was like, well, let me go back.
Let me try again. Oh man, that sounds like too much work. I just want to hit play and then I don't want to have to make any decisions after
that's
that.
That's fair.
Like I chose to watch this. That's enough. I don't want to have to do the director's work and the editor's work for them.
That's worthwhile.
That's basically what you're doing.
That's worthwhile. 713-780-3776. You want to call or text the show?
Yeah, a couple of texts real quick. Somebody said Jadeveon Clowney does a ton of awesome stuff with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Houston because we were talking about what the Texans do. Mm-hmm. That is true. Probably doesn't get enough credit for that. Amazon B's brother is a little upset with us. He said, yo, easy. Bark has bite, and it's the shiznez.
Yeah, give me an A&W every day.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an opinion. Hey, Cypress Colt, I got your text. I got your book. Bro, you're going to have to call. Like, that wouldn't even fit in a tweet, and that's 240 characters now. You just have to call. That's a lot of words. I'm not reading all that. Suspects, did y'all ever talk about the UFC and Nunes big KO? Yes. We did. What day was that? Was that Monday, Tuesday, something Monday or Wednesday?
I believe it was Monday.
So go back to the podcast. We did cover that for a whole segment, I believe.
Yes.
And then NASCAR Johnny wanted to about your dipping. He said, I dipped for 7 years. Grizzly straight long cut.
Ugh.
And that's cheap. Supposed to be even stronger, right?
I guess. He said it was cheap and got the job done, but it doesn't sound very good.
No.
Anything with grizzly in it, I'm not putting that in my mouth.
It's one of the things.
I'm out.
One of the things I would probably splurge on if that was the vice.
Good dip. I'm with you.
Good dip.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the most innoxious, weirdest thing that you keep track of?
That I keep track of?
Like you had the Facebook post about all the work you did this year. Like, that's a good thing to keep track of.
Right. The comedy side of what I do.
Yeah, that's useful. I maybe pay a guy to go back and do the all-time record of the fantasy football league that I'm in.
Really?
That's probably something dumb to keep track of.
I was pretty adamant that we keep track of our picks this year in the NFL week to week.
Yeah.
Only because I did so good and they didn't.
Right.
By the way, it was a bloodbath. 50 right. You guys tied at 39.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there's
wasn't even close.
There's some bragging rights that kind of apply to that.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I could keep it for fantasy football smack talk purposes.
Of course.
But people that keep track of conference records in bowl games.
You not a fan of that?
Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
You people are pathetic.
You people.
That keep track of conference records in bowl games. There is no real-world application to these records. You want to talk about something that does not bleeping matter? This This is the most, and I see respected college football minds tweeting about this like it matters one bit. It doesn't, because no one remembers these next week. No one will remember these Tuesday when you can do the final college football conference standings. And it doesn't tell you squat about how good a conference is going into the next year, because people graduate and leave and coaches change. And oh, by the way, in bowl season, coaches leave before the bowl game and all that stuff.
Players sit out.
Yeah. Why do we keep track of this? And why do people think it matters? Like, am I going to start propping up the Conference USA because they're 4-2 in bowl games?
Well, I mean, it's obvious they've been the dominant conference in college football this year. I mean,
best winning percentage in bowl games. Better than the 6-5 SEC. The SEC
garbage ass conference
sucks.
Garbage.
6-5 in bowl games.
You know what you got to watch out for is those independents. You can't. That 2-1. They're just rolling.
I know.
I mean, Notre Dame crapped the bed, but hey, yeah. Other than that, the independents are dominant.
The independents, yeah.
BYU. I mean, Army. Yeah. I'm with you. I think it's something for people to talk about at a time when they feel like there's not going to be much to talk about.
Yeah.
The thing that doesn't make sense is when you've got, because the bowl games, the way that they do it is they'll be like, okay, we get the third best team in that conference versus the fifth best team in this conference. And you're like, what is that? That doesn't show any.
No.
Like, the only thing to me that would make sense was if you had a conference champion play a conference champion.
Right.
Oh, that's called the playoffs.
Oh.
No, okay. Oh. But other than that, yeah, I'm with you. It's for stat dorks like me that like get into numbers, but it doesn't show anything.
But I've heard you spout some numbers before. Your numbers matter. This doesn't matter. this has no application. Like Bob Bowlesby is not going to be sitting there in that nice ass hotel in Dallas in August or July or whenever the hell they have Big 12 media days going, we've got to have a better bowl record. Like,
are you sure? No, that's not...
No. You know what Bob Bowlesby's doing? He's got that stack of money, the TV companies pay the Big 12, and he just goes and just like just lets it makes noise into the microphone every time he talks. That's what he does, just fans the money.
Do you think that it gives you an idea though of, because like for example you said the Big 12, they're 4-3, they have what I'm sure drives you even crazier is not only do they have the actual records, but they had the expected records.
Oh God.
So they have the Big 12 was expected to go 2-5, but they went 4-3.
And you know who puts this together? Jerry Palm, who's a bowl game god. Like, this guy predicts bowl games better than anybody. And I'm like, you're a genius. You know exactly where teams are going to play and what bowl games. And then you put something like this out, and I'm like, oh, not so smart anymore.
Well, I think it has to be more for just conversations, right? Because think about it. Like, you probably have friends who went to an SEC school. Right.
Yeah.
And you went to the. So do you think that it's more for just water cooler talk, where guys that went to the Big 12 can brag that their bowl record is better than what the SEC had this year?
If you do that, please refrain from saying you went to a Big 12.
You're
school.
A loser.
Yeah, you're a bum. You know how I know this is irrelevant, Barry?
Huh?
You can't even bet on this. You can't find. You can't find any.
Damn.
Any sports book is going to be like, hey, which conference is going to have the best bowl record? You can't even bet on it. If you can't bet on it, it's stupid.
That's a good. I like that. I like that philosophy.
You know, if you can't bet on it in college football,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I like that.
It does not matter.
Nice.
Man, that was, Nick, that was almost James Harden shot amount tweet anger.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that rant.
I know. Well, it's funny because when I put the link to it, immediately I see notes from Cody. This infuriates me. I'm just angry right now reading this. I was like, oh, he's going to vent on that tomorrow. That's going to be fun.
He's Barry Laminack. That's Nick Sherrar. I'm Cody Stutz in for Joel Blank. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 975.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks.
like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.